Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
To get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much.
With just one day until the election, former President Donald Trump is repeating his use of violent rhetoric, this time towards the media. Trump lamented the need for bulletproof glass to protect him at a Pennsylvania rally, but said it's okay if members of the press get shot. Media staff have been physically attacked at Trump rallies. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Michigan, home to nearly a quarter million Arab Americans. To those frustrated she hasn't done more to end the Gaza war, Harris repeated her support for a two-state solution and again said the civilian deaths are unconscionable.
We need to end the war and we need to get the hostages out. And as president of the United States, I will do everything in my power to achieve that end and a two-state solution.
A well-regarded poll shows Harris with a slight lead over Trump in deep red Iowa, thanks in part to older and independent women. Most found that stunning, but not Sarah Janes with the Rural Democracy Initiative. She says nearly 8 in 10 Iowans are against abortion bans and support better child care for working families.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people.
The Trump campaign dismissed the poll as a meaningless outlier. Voters in 8 states will consider constitutional amendments to ban non-citizens from voting, which is already illegal in federal elections and almost never happens. VoteBeat reporter Alex Scherr says the conspiracy theories, like those he's hearing in Wisconsin, could lay the groundwork for post-election protests.
The allegation that non-citizens are voting en masse is as baseless as it's ever been, but the use of the talking point has undoubtedly increased substantially.
Project 2025, the conservative roadmap for a second Trump term, calls for passage of the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Parkland school shooting survivor David Hogg says forcing cities and states to recognize a permit from any other jurisdiction, no matter how lax, would gut local gun control efforts. He calls it a life and death issue.
We have to address that because the future of our country is dying every single day.
The future of public education in New Hampshire might depend on who's elected governor. Democrat and former Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig opposes the state's private school vouchers, while Republican former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte wants to make them universal. Megan Tuttle with the National Education Association says the program is designed to dismantle public schools and diminish the teaching profession.
Doesn't help anybody who might want to go into education because they would be going into a profession where they're going to be attacked. They're not treated as professionals.
Polls show the race is a dead heat. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.